When my mom was pregnant with my older sibling, she was certain she was having a girl. She packed her hospital bags with like frilly pink bows and argued all the way to the hospital with my dad about girl names. But she came home from the hospital with my brother, Bobby, and on that very same day, she decided that she would just have to have another baby. So she bought this book called How to Choose the Sex of Your Child. And that book suggested certain positions and timing and other scary things that I'd rather not have to think about. But whatever she did, it worked because she had me, and my little brother was a complete accident. Bobby was always a little different growing up. He never quite fit in with the neighborhood kids. He always gave off this impression that he was almost like uncomfortable in his own body. I remember one time he took me to the playground and some of the kids there were pushing the merry-go-round with his head. but he was my brother and I loved him. I wanted to be just like him. I followed him around like a little puppy dog. I tried really hard to fit in with him. I fiend enjoyment while playing video games, despite the fact that I was inherently terrible at it. I collected Pokemon cards and magic cards, even though I had no idea what to do with them. When it was time for me to play a sport, I chose baseball, because that's what Bobby played. And that lasted for about 2 or so weeks, which was perfect because it was just long enough to get a team jacket, and that's all I really needed. Evidence. The next year I was signed up for dance, and I secretly loved every second of it. I was a closet girl. I would lock myself in my room for hours and sing along to the Spice Girls on my karaoke and sneak in little cups of water so that I could play with my Easy Bake Oven. I wanted a sister really badly. My mom asked me one time if I wanted a sister while we were driving in the car somewhere, and I was like, yes. And she was like, oh, no, honey, you're not really getting a sister. I was just curious. And I think she probably hated herself for that because she planted the seed in my brain, and ever since then I would always ask her for one. But my sister never came, so my endeavor to fit in with my brothers followed me into my teen years, where I learned how to skateboard, and I would learn all of the lyrics to my brother's favorite songs just to impress him, like Queen and Pink Floyd, and we'd just drive around in his Corvette and blast like Bohemian Rhapsody and sing, "Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?" I never realized how good I had at being the only girl in my family. My entire family, with the exception of maybe my dad, favors girls. My grandpa used to Windex his leather chair and wipe it down every time one of my brothers sat on it. and that's around the time that I sort of, like around my late teen years, I decided that I was going to come out. I'm a girl. I really do like shopping. My feet never really hurt. And yes, I like baking and painting and writing poetry. And I'm not afraid to post about it on Facebook. And I could care less about the carburetor you just found at the junkyard for your old piece of crap Mustang that's sitting in Dad's garage. I'm a girl. And that's around the time that Bobby and I drifted apart. He got married and had a couple of kids. And I had this sneaking suspicion that he was hiding something from me. Like, there was a blue and yellow equal sign bumper sticker on his car that is the symbol for the human rights campaign. And he all of a sudden likes the color purple. And eventually, he changed his name on Facebook to Cat. So I knew there was something, I just didn't know what. And it acted as a barrier between us. I wanted him to tell me, but he never did. I wanted to ask, but I didn't know how. My little brother, Landy, kept in touch with Kat, and they hung out quite a bit. And one day, Landy came to my mom's house, and we were just sitting at the kitchen table, and Landy was telling me a story about my older brother, Bobby, and he slipped and called my brother Kat. And I was like, Kat? Oh, Kat. And this conversation was only a few months ago, but I can't for the life of me remember how he told me or when during the conversation he told me, but somehow he told me that my brother, Bobby, who now goes by Kat, which is short for Catalina, is transgender. And just before Kat's birthday dinner this April, she announced to Landy that she would be having a sex change. I have a sister. I've always despised those families that don't initially accept a gay relative when he or she first comes out, but I found myself having similar feelings, like maybe it's just a phase, or maybe she's just confused, or maybe it was her environment that nurtured her to be this way, like with my family who loves girls. Then it was time to go to Kat's birthday dinner, and I'm driving, and I'm like really nervous because she hasn't come out to us, and I have no idea what to expect. I'm envisioning her like fully dressed in drag with pantyhose and like a stuffed bra and glittery eyeshadow, you know, the works. And I was shocked to get there and find out that she looked just like her normal self, only her hair was pulled back into a ponytail at the nape of her neck, and she was wearing a little purple hair clip in the back. And the dinner was great. It reminded me a lot of when we were younger and we were all like trying to outshine each other with our mediocre successes. Like, I'm a poet because I got an A in creative writing. And my little brother Landy was like, well, I'm a chef because I'm a line cook at Longhorn Steakhouse. And he got fired since then, but whatever. Details. Kat said that she was an interior designer because she had just built this bench. And and the dinner was still a little bit awkward, though. Like, we were all just trying to ignore this giant elephant that was sulking around P.F. Chang's until eventually my mom cleared her throat and just like, so should we start calling you Kat now? And it felt like the entire restaurant stopped eating and was just waiting for an answer. Like, what's it going to be? What's it going to be? What's it going to be? And Kat sort of like shook her head. She said, yes. And at that point, it felt like we all just let out a collective sigh. Like, thank goodness it's out there. We know. She knows that we know. We know that she knows that we know. We all left P.F. Chang's feeling a little bit lighter. But I still had a few questions, like, how is she married and how's that going to work out? And she has kids and are they going to call her mommy now? And how long has she known? And then Kat came over for Mother's Day this year, and we all wished her a happy Mother's Day, and we sat down at the table, and I just laid all of my questions down, and she answered them all openly. It turns out that not only is Kat transgender, but she's also a lesbian, and Kate is also a lesbian, and they've both known the entire time. It's like perfect. And then we started talking about our childhood, and I started remembering these little things about Kat, like little signs, like how she always liked to keep her hair long when she was little. And it was always a battle with my parents, and how she would get jealous of some of the girlier presents that I got, like this painting, and one of my family members made fun of her for liking it, and how even though she did play baseball, she was always in the outfield, like, pulling up grass and wishing on dandelions and begging my parents to let her quit, but they wouldn't let her. They let me. And then at one point during the conversation, she looked at me and she said, you know, I'm sorry you had to grow up thinking you didn't have a sister. I know I wouldn't have wanted to. Thank you.